Greetings, planet Earth. Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV.
Woo-woo! What are we? Episode 4.
Episode 4. Boom. I know. We have not blown it yet. We're still here.
I'm really excited. I'm happy too. About this.
I'm kind of proud.
I'm super proud. This is like what? How many weeks is that? 4 times 3. It's okay.
It's
don't
like
worry about it. But we're doing really
30
well.
30 or something.
Yeah, but we're doing really well. And I'm happy. We're being consistent. So,
right on. That's pretty sweet. So I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for the Imagine Cup program here at Microsoft. And to my left is?
Golnaz Alabegi. I am a technical evangelist here at Microsoft on the Channel 9 team.
Awesome. And so it is January 2013.
Yep.
It's a brand new year. And what did you do over the last little while? Did you take a break? Did you rest?
Oh, yeah. I took a long break. So like around end of December, like the 20th of December, I went home to visit my family. And I didn't answer any emails from work, turned off my laptop, turned off my phone, and just hung out and had a good time.
See, that sounds awesome.
Yep.
Did you watch some quality TV?
I watched a lot of TV, a lot of movies. I didn't really do much else. Some Channel 9 videos, of course.
Nice.
Yes. Caught up on some of those, for sure.
Awesome.
What did you do?
I took my family to a Yule feast that was what people might have eaten in the year 1390.
Okay. All right.
It was like pies full of meat.
No forks, no utensils.
There were no forks. You were like there was like your plate was a piece of bread.
Okay.
And you put food on the bread and then you just like
you went to medieval times. That's where you went.
Well, it wasn't that place, but it was kind of like
that. Like that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite, John.
We were time traveling. Well, you're watching Channel 9 videos.
I was just like,
well, that sounds way better than a medieval feast.
So. Awesome. Well, we have a lot to go through.
We do.
So, what's the first step?
Let's check it out. So, the first awesome news is that everyone loves it when like a deadline that's bearing down on you and you're gonna blow it. You know, like, oh, there's no time left. Well, guess what? We're gonna give you more time because we're time travelers. So if you're competing in one of our Imagine Cup challenges, like the Windows 8 App Challenge, the Windows Phone Challenge, the Windows Azure Challenge, you may know, hopefully, that somebody on your team, only one person on your team, needs to pass a quiz. This quiz tests your skills. Okay. How elite are your skills?
I could probably pass all those.
I think so.
I'm an expert in all those. I know I am. I've seen millions of videos by now.
Apparently over the holidays. Exactly. Well, and you're a technical evangelist. You know this stuff.
Yeah.
And so the deadline for the quiz to pass it was January 15, 2013. And the good news for all you guys is
February 15th.
Four more extra weeks. Exactly. So if you're sweating it, getting busy, like, oh, I'm going to really knuckle down, get busy on Magic Cup stuff, you can go back to Slack again. It's okay.
Yeah. Why did you extend this again, though?
You know, a lot of reasons, but one of the ones that came to mind was that in Russia, where our world finals are going to be this year in St. Petersburg, their sort of holiday break period is the first 2 weeks of January, as opposed to, like, late December, early January, or whatever. Different parts of the world, different holidays, different timing, and so forth. But we thought, you know, Russia's our host country this year. Let's make sure
that... Let's respect them.
Exactly. Let's give those kids some extra time.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend on Facebook, and she wrote, Merry Christmas to all my Russian friends. And it was like 2 days ago. And I'm like, girl, you are behind. Oh, wait. It's a different country. They have different different things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so understandable.
Yep.
It's for you guys.
It is. So enjoy the extra time. And just make sure that somebody on your team passes whatever quiz, whatever challenge you're taking by February 15th, which in this country, in some countries, is the day after Valentine's Day, actually.
Yep.
So, you know, you won't forget that if you're... You know, love
in love, in a relationship,
exactly.
Happy,
yeah, those things. I don't know what those are about. So, the next thing I want to talk about is that we are well into our new Brain Games competition. And so, as you may know, this is our monthly trivia quiz.
Mm-hmm.
And so, every month we've got a new quiz and our
and
next
a new
one
theme.
Just launched.
And
yeah,
this theme,
right.
I remember. The Brain Games was games.
Yes, you are correct.
I knew it.
Games competition
yes.
this month. So we're doing all kinds of great trivia around games. We got stuff about ancient games, children's games, tabletop games, puzzles, video games, all sorts of stuff like this. So
cool.
It is pretty sweet. This is one of our sample questions here. In what present-day country was a version of this game, currently housed in the British Museum, originally found?
Easy. I know it.
Was it India, Iraq, or Egypt?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, that's right. We should keep it a secret.
Yeah. I'm not going to give these guys an easy answer.
Exactly.
No way.
Exactly. That is awesome. All right. Well, yeah.
But I totally know it.
Think about that. Golnaz knows it. Hopefully you guys do as well.
Email me. I'll let you know if you email me.
That'll be awesome. So,
John, I don't really know it. Don't tell the audience.
Okay, all right. All right. I'll keep it a secret. Don't worry. No idea.
Hey, come on, man. Come on.
India, Egypt. You know, it's one of these places. I'm sure it'll work out fine.
It's all good.
So, you know, last time we were here, actually, we talked about the Imagine Cup Grants program and how we had these five teams from all over the world, mm-hmm. and we brought them out to Silicon Valley and to Seattle and so forth. Well, we made a little video with those folks while they were around, and we had the students shoot some video. We shot some videos, just kind of a big old, you know, video festival.
And nobody told me to shoot some video. Oh wait, you did invite me.
We did. We totally invited you, and you were like, "I'm too busy. I gotta watch some more Channel 9."
I'm busy.
Exactly.
No, I'm really bummed I missed it out.
Yeah. Well, but there's always more. Well, next time, I'm sure. Cool. And so we took this video, put it all together, slapped it up, and we've got this great little video all about the Imagine Cup Grants program and these teams that came to America, what their experiences were like, who they met, what they did, all the fun stuff they did as well, and the things they learned. So if you want to check it out, go to our website, and you will find the video there with all kinds of good stuff in it.
So how long is the video?
Oh, it's like 2.5 minutes.
Okay, so cool.
You can watch it on the toilet on your phone.
Awesome.
Do you do that? I do that. I'm like watching movies on my phone all the time on the toilet.
Oh, come on, man.
Really? You don't?
I'm judging you.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm totally
well, you know, but
you.
How can I not when I have
this glorious, awesome
Windows Phone 8 from Nokia?
Come on, don't make me show off my Surface again.
Oh,
we don't need to bring that
stuff. All right, that's true.
We're not trying to compete here.
All right, fair enough. But now it is time.
Ooh, the PowerPoint.
Is that French?
I don't know.
I
don't judge
that.
Me.
It is time for the PowerPoint,
awesome.
And we're going to go to the big board to see what's going on. So, taking a look here at our top 10 countries for new competitors. This is students who have signed up for one of our contests in the last 3 weeks or so since our last show. And every time we check in to see what countries are kind of leading the way, and we've got a big shocker this week. It's a big upset.
Oh, yeah.
Take a look who's at number one.
China.
That hasn't happened yet. I know.
That's a first.
As long as we're doing the show, India has been on top. But this time around, China just came out of nowhere, and bam, they just blew it away.
Awesome.
And you can see here what they were at last time versus this time. So China just like doubled the number of students they had over last time. And India kind of dropped back a bit. Pakistan coming on really strong. The U.S. kind of holding steady. And we got some new folks on the board this time around. Thailand, Ukraine, Korea, and Indonesia all made the top 10 this time around. And they weren't even on the board last time.
I'm glad you put the last time, this time little graph, because I remember the last episode. I was like, who was on it before? I can't remember. So I'm glad you put that little feature in.
Yeah.
Help me out.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you had my back.
Totally.
But this is great. It's awesome. I'm glad people are competing against one another.
Yeah, it is. It's big fun.
Where's U.S.? Oh.
Oh, we're over here somewhere.
Really far behind. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
You know, honestly, I mean, I think what happened was over the last 3 weeks, all the students in the U.S. were way too busy watching Channel 9 videos.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I'm sorry, but...
So next time around, maybe they'll come back.
Yeah.
We'll check and see. So that's the big board for this time around. I'd like to thank our sponsor, the amazing floating dog.
We need to change this up. I'm getting kind of tired of this.
Yeah.
We need to put like an elephant.
I
don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. What's
I'll
a Russian... animal?
That's a great question. I believe the bear is a traditional Russian animal.
There we go. Let's put a bear next time.
All right. I will look for a bear. Just for you. See what we can do.
I'm sure PowerPoint has a bear.
Of course it has a bear. It's PowerPoint.
Is that all the news for this week?
That is all the news for this week.
Awesome.
So it's already been an awesome 2013.
Yeah. So John emailed me Happy New Year's in Farsi, which I've... made me so happy. I was like, oh, he looked it up for me. That's so cute. So I'm Iranian, and how you say Happy New Year in Farsi is Eid Shoma Mubarak. And I just wanted to know how you guys say Happy New Year in your respective languages. So if you guys want to comment on this post and let me know, that'd be really cool.
Sweet. You know where I come from, the way we say Happy New Year in my language?
Yeah, how is it?
It's Happy New Year.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
You need to become bilingual, homie.
I'll work on that.
It's okay. No worries. Right.
That's good.
No, all right, until next time then.
Score. See you guys around, and we will find you online if you don't find us first.
Bye.
Bye-bye.